You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God. Now, Senior Minister, Reverend Carolyn Mathlin.
Oh, so welcome to Unity of Tustin. It is my joy to celebrate with you this morning in music and really that experience of the heart. So I have the opportunity of receiving just as you will be also, and also giving of your energy and your attention and your love. So what are the dreams that are really still alive for us and ready to come through that have that quality of truth? Of really honoring and acknowledging what we know as reality and bringing that in a way through our governmental systems, through how we interact, that really reflects what we know to be true, those dreams. So we honor and recognize that, as we also honor and recognize that harmony and the heart connection that we experience and that we're leaning into all the time. And I'm so excited because today is an awesome opportunity to really dive into that through meditation, music, and message. And you're going to be hearing a little bit more. I'm going to introduce our guest speakers, but you can already see it's a little different today, and you're going to love it. I'm so excited I get to be here again for another service because I am so happy and honored and privileged to welcome Jan Garrett and J.D. Martin. So will you join me in welcoming them? I'll be sharing a little bit more about their background, but I really just hold, and we're stepping into this time together this morning of really opening to that heart connection where all of those visions and those dreams come through into manifestation. We've been focusing and will continue to focus on the spirit of creativity and that living that juicy, big life and really listening to what is coming through us and being willing to say yes. So this today is another expression of an invitation to that in your own life. So as we enter into the service this morning and really set that field, set that container, I invite you to join me in prayer. And so taking a deep breath in and out. In this moment, in this very breath, we invoke the power and the presence of the living spirit and energy of God moving through us and as us, knowing that God is never absent, only our awareness of God shifts. And so we purposefully and intentionally open and are willing to experience the divine right here, right now, through words, through music, through silence, so that we are a container, a living vessel that both receives and gives that spirit. So anything that we might have walked into in the sanctuary this morning with a heavy heart or perhaps an active mind or perhaps some kind of a body dis-ease, whatever might be distracting you, invite you in this moment to simply be aware of it and offer it to this living truth, this living reality. That both holds whatever is distracting you, but is also greater than and underneath. There's a different field of perception. So we hold that awareness of inclusion, and in that inclusion, transformation. We are willing to be transformed, to be opened into being the living home of that opening. And so in that awareness, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. I want to take a minute to introduce Jan Garrett and J.D. Martin, because they are really, you're going to experience what they offer and how they so beautifully and brilliantly weave in a deeply profound message into both their words and also their music. Because they're so awesome, because their music is so awesome, they also have included and want to introduce Annie Sims, that is back with us. You'll be hearing her throughout the service. Annie, in her own right, is an incredible singer, songwriter, teacher, an actor, and just all around amazing woman. So it is an honor to have you back on this very special day with us as well. So thank you for being here. Jan Garrett and J.D. Martin are multi-award winning singer-songwriters who live and create their music in the mountains of Colorado near Aspen, actually. So as Jan mentioned. So I don't know, for me, I have an idealistic version of if it's snowing out, how beautiful, but I don't have to drive it and I don't have to be concerned if my power goes out. So I'll keep probably my ideal and stay here. Both Jan and JD are seasoned performers and creative guides who teach with a twinkle and inspire by example. Their music is described as rich and intelligent, a velvet hammer wake-up call, as satisfying to the soul as it is to the ear, a deep and exhilarating trip into the heart of harmony. J.D. Martin has written 5 number one and 10 top country, 10 top 10 country pop hit singles, and his songs have been recorded by luminaries such as Reba McEntire, B.J. Thomas, Peter Cetera, Atlantic Star, and Kathy Mattea. Jan Garrett is a jazz singer with a poet's soul, a master music teacher, award-winning songwriter, performance coach. This is kind of my favorite, wilderness vision quester. That gives you a wild side, doesn't it? Because the spiritual journey, doesn't it? It needs that too, right? That adventurous, that pioneering. And yes, a certified laughing instructor who has toured with Steve Martin and John Denver and has appeared on The Tonight Show and in Rolling Stone. Together, they have written and recorded 7 CDs of original music. They have won multiple awards at the Positive Music Awards for many years running and have been awarded the Seal of Excellence by the Positive Music Association. All of Jan and JD's music is a collage of different musical styles and lyrical perspectives, all held together by the one thread that runs throughout, the language and harmony of the heart. Will you join me in welcoming Jan Garrett and J.D. Martin?
Wow. Yeah. I'm so impressed. Sing this next one with us. Nothing is ever lost, and we are not forgotten. We are living in the heart of God. Nothing is ever lost, and we are not forgotten. We are living in the heart of God. We are living, we are living. We are living in the heart of God. saw coming through the trees, and the green leaves shimmer in the summer breeze. The songbirds singing to the honeybees, we're living in the heart of God.
Seated. Oh, how are you guys doing? Good. Let's take a minute and just close our eyes and drop deeply into this present moment. Just taking a moment to be present right here and right now. Slowing down to that point where we can actually begin to feel ourselves deeply being alive. Knowing that there is an awake awareness inside of us and everywhere present. That we are literally living in the heart of God. I know that there is this divine love intelligence everywhere present, that takes any number of forms that we can perceive and know and be aware of and appreciate. That this back and forth opportunity that we have is like a big love story. The more that we remember who we really are, the more we see that and feel that and know that everywhere. As I stay present in this breath, what I realize is that I'm not breathing myself. That there is this amazing life force energy, this consciousness that is giving me this life one breath at a time. And as that I stay connected with that, I stay connected all the way through with who I am, who we all are. And I can see and feel and know that individually and also as a collective, we are literally creating this. Whatever this outpicturing is, whatever this reality is that we walk into, we get to be a part of that. And as we bring more of our own love into the heart of God, we illuminate it even that much more. I know that there is a heart of harmony that we're all longing to tune into. And that it's the direct experience of remembering with great relief who we really are. The words suggest a path. The music takes us there. So we just relax into this knowing that all is well. I know that everybody who showed up here this morning is here by divine appointment. There are no accidents, no mistakes, and that really all of us together, we're in cahoots here. So as we open our eyes and come right back into this room and into our bodies and into this amazing opportunity that's already in progress, how are you feeling now? I am so grateful that there are places like this where we can come together and just through, like, we give ourselves permission. We have this agreement field of like, you know what? We're going to go really deep here. And what happens from this place is kind of different from what you read on the headlines out there. And it all has to do really with the heart. That we are literally, again, living in the heart of God. And that this place of the heart is the deepest place. It's who we really are. It's so clear. This is most of the places on the planet, from what I understand, when they speak of themselves, people go like this. You know, this is like me. This is I am. This is who we all are, is this heart. Some kid plays a sport. You call it playing by heart. That kid's got heart, you know. You learn a piece of music by heart, which is a little different from memorizing it, you know. You know your way home by heart. What a relief that is. The Heart Math Institute up in Santa Cruz says that, a lot of you guys are like nodding, when you're in congruence, when you're in the heart of the physical body, the heart emotionally, the heart spiritually, and in all the ways that you can be, everything comes into congruence. You're doing great when you're in the heart. And it's really that easiest place to get to. I know this guy who's like, he's like a Buddhist guy, a Zen guy. He's been doing his practice for 30-some years. He's lovely and brilliant. And all the, you know, all the practices and all the steps. And he said, you know what? It's really just about being in the heart. It's really just, and so it's like, okay, so we're going to do a shortcut, and we're just going to go right there this morning. So that's our assignment as we go through this morning, is to stay in the heart. They do say at the Heart Math Institute, and I've heard this elsewhere as well, that the heart is literally 50 times more powerful electromagnetically than the brain. This is really the driver. This is the center right here. And they say also at the Heart Math Institute that the vibration of the heart, which often we call love, by the way, the word love sometimes, some people have trouble with that word. You know, because you've got love, and then you've got the underside. J.D. spent a lot of years in Nashville writing songs about love gone bad. You know. So if there's any baggage for you about that word, don't worry, because it's the same vibration as appreciation and gratitude. You know, so we just go to that place of appreciation. We love the way the word appreciation is used in the English language, where, you know, you talk about a piece of property appreciating in value, where it goes up in value. And your grandmother's beautiful antique jewelry will appreciate in value. So what we, our theory is, as if we appreciate you guys, you get more valuable. Same this way. You appreciate us. So we're going to get real valuable in this room today. And stay in this heart as JD sings a beautiful song called One Heart.
There's a new earth on the horizon, made of light, not of stone. Calling out to all creation, you are not alone. Lions and lambs, saints and sinners, best of friends, enemies, woman and man, losers and winners, they're all in you. We are one heart, looking for answers. We are one soul, finding our way through the dark. One dream we share together. We are all a part of one heart. Hidden by the wind and rain, hold out your hand, someone will take it and bring you home again.
Heart of Harmony. On our website, you know, we met with this, I was gonna say chick, we met with this this person a few years ago who was like all about branding and stuff, and she said, you guys have to have a brand. We're like, I don't know what that is. So she said, well, just find a phrase that really describes who you are and what you do. And we were like, well, I guess we're about the heart, we like heart songs, and it's all about harmony. So on our website it says the Heart of Harmony. So that's what we're going to talk about, and that's what we're going to dive into even more deeply this morning. And the heart will run through everything. And now we want to talk a little bit about harmony. So we know that harmony is not just in music. It is, of course, that. But it's just the way we all live our lives with the possibility that we might actually be in harmony with each other and with ourselves. So I have this definition. Harmony. A unified whole in which all individual pieces are working together in dynamic balance to create an interdependent, elegant, and synergistic composition. Each part retains its own integrity while blending with others for the good of the whole. I wrote it. Out of experience, right? I mean, you know, huh, what does it really mean to do that? And so sometimes when JD and I travel, we get to come to a place like this, and on the Saturday before the Sunday, we'll do a singing workshop, which is really fun. And in that workshop, we like to teach people our songs, and then we teach them the harmonies. We teach them, of course, first of all, we'll teach them the melody. Now, the melody is the tune of the song, and you might think of that in the wider sense. That's the boss, you know, the melody. We'll teach them that, and then we teach them the harmony. And what we notice is there's a couple of different kinds of people. And one kind is the person who learns that harmony part, and they really love it, and they start out, and then they just sort of go marching off in their own direction. You know people like that. And then another kind of person is the one who earnestly learns that part. Here's the melody. Here's the harmony. And they get started, and then just slowly they sort of mush on over there into the other. We call that codependence. How many codependents do we have? Raise them up. Okay. So we have this definition of a codependent. A true codependent is someone who, as they lie dying, someone else's life flashes before them. You know what I'm talking about. So this whole thing of harmony, what happens when we each learn our part, know our part, and the way it all fits into the whole so that we can do and be who we really are, living our purpose, not only on the inside, but bringing it into this world and allowing other people the freedom to do the same. So since we have these beautiful candles for Martin Luther King, we want to sing you this next song. I once heard a powerful story about a man who stood in his truth with such conviction in who he was that he would not be moved. Someone stepped out of a crowd and said, "Are you Martin Luther King?" He said, "Yes, I am." And the well-dressed man spit on him. Then King took out his handkerchief and wiped the hate from his suit, gave it back to the man and said, "I believe this belongs to you. I will lift you up and do what I can do. I see your heart, I know your pain. I have been there too. I will hold you high while you do what you have to do. I am clear as we're standing here. I believe this belongs to you. I give you back your own true love. I believe it belongs to you." Thank you. Please give Annie Sims some more love. Talk about harmony.
You made me cry on that one.
JD and I travel all over the country, and we get people to sing with us, and that's really great. But Annie's our favorite.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Anyway, we feel really, really grateful to be here.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's all cry. So how's your heart? How's everything going? Are you feeling, yeah, really in that place? And I know that most of us probably in this community, this, by the way, amazing community. We played here once. We did a concert years ago. And now that I'm here, I remember how beautiful that was. But we walked in here this morning, and it was like the heart is already in this place. You know, you guys have done a beautiful job of just like infusing this place with the heart. And I suppose most of you here have some kind of spiritual practice. I love what you were saying, Carolyn. Because really, it is a mystical thing. It's not just about following the rules or reading the books or any, I mean, that's great. But isn't it about just being like, shut up and go inside? There's this place, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
But, you need to write that song.
I'm going to write that song.
Say that.
Say that, yeah. But really, isn't it true? I mean, you know, this guy has this belief system, this guy has that belief, this is my tradition, this is, and you can argue endlessly, but if we just go into that place where it all meets in the heart, it's in the breath, that's who we are, from that place there are no arguments, and from that place we can start doing something really beautiful and interesting in the world. And I know for myself, I get in a groove, and that's really happening, and everything's cool, and then out of nowhere, sometimes I'll run into a brick wall. You know, I thought I was doing everything right. And then I slam into something that just stops me cold. Whatever that may be, it might be a loss of some kind. It might be, I don't even know. But what happens to me is that I am so stopped, and I'll drop into a deep place because there's nothing else to do. And I'll get down into that deep place of unknowing, where I don't really know. And in that place, there's a kind of alchemy that can happen. This is my experience. So that things can shift deeply. It's like soul gold, you know? Something turns from that place, and then out of that, there comes a whole new possibility of living into something different and new out of that loss. I want to give you a little background here. Carolyn did mention JD and I are from California. We're from Colorado. You're from California. We're from Colorado. We've been together many years. We're married. We have this beautiful thing that we do here. And sometimes in these situations where you've got a close partner, sometimes you'll kind of divide up the labor. You know, this one will take care of that, and that one will take care of that kind of thing. And so I just want to say JD is the guy who takes care of all these details, and he makes sure that the emails go out and the plane thing. And JD is the rock in this relationship. He's the rock. And I'm the mouth. So let's turn our attention to the handsome guy behind the piano. And let's let JD talk.
I'm allowed to speak, thank you. That's great. So good to be with you. I have a couple of things I want to say before I do my assignment here. First of all, Tony, is Tony still here?
Yeah.
Thank you for a good sound, Tony. I have to tell you that it's not like that everywhere. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say is that this being a celebration of Martin Luther King, my father was actually a Mennonite minister, and he became so supportive of the civil rights movement as I was a teenager. It really impressed me. It still is with me. And he's no longer with us, but I feel him every day. And I'm really happy to be celebrating this with you today. Thank you. So, we'll talk about loss. As Carolyn mentioned, I had a wonderful life writing songs for other people. And that lasted for 20 years in Nashville and Los Angeles. And then, seemingly overnight, it ended. As I look back, I can see that there were signs that it was coming to an end, but I didn't really notice at the time. And it was a really painful thing. Hard to accept when something so wonderful comes to an end. And as a result of that ending, Jan and I started to sing for folks like you. And we started to record songs that we'd written. And so here we are now, how many years later? 15 or so. And I am so grateful. Now looking back, I can be really grateful that that incredible life now has turned into this amazing life. And so it's like I always wanted to sing my own songs, and so here I am. Thank you.
Yeah, so the ending of one thing really is the beginning of another thing. JD and I have this New Yorker cartoon that we like to keep close at hand. And in this cartoon, you can see that it's an ancient landscape, you know, like volcanoes are going off in the background, and it's on the seashore. And you see this little fish coming up out of the water with feet and a sign that says, "The beginning is near." Gotta love that. We got a book for Christmas a few years ago now, and the subtitle of this book is Pronoia. Pronoia is the opposite of paranoia. Pronoia is the sneaking suspicion that everything is conspiring for your good. Yeah. And the poet Rumi says, "Live your life as if it's rigged for the best, because it really is." Einstein said something like, I always try to do, let's see, what was it in German? No, Einstein said something like, the most important question that you can ask is this a friendly universe? And if you can say yes, then you know that everything is a miracle. Oh, there's a song.
You're the main attraction. You're in the right place at the right time. You're a legend in your own mind. Take it easy, baby. You're in the middle of a miracle. You're in the middle of a miracle. You're in the middle of a miracle. When the world outside gets a little bit dry,
and the same old is passing you by. There's a wide world inside that smells like freshly falling rain. There are angels waiting like long lost friends till you find your sense of humor again. Take it easy, baby. You're in the middle of a miracle. Yes, you are. You are right smack dab in the midst of the action. You're a chain reaction. You're in the right place at the right time. You're a legend in your own mind. Take it easy, baby. You're in the middle of a miracle. You're in the middle of a miracle. Keep singing that. You're in the middle of a miracle. You got it, now believe it. You're in the middle of a miracle. Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah. You're in the middle of a miracle.
Guys are really good. You're great. Look, you're singing and you're clapping on the 2 and 4. That's really cool. We could go down to the mall and do a flash mob. I love it. Thank you so much. Woo. So everybody's in the heart of harmony. Yeah, so far so good. And staying in this place. And I think that sometimes even then there are things that happen on a very large scale that we don't feel like we have control over, like fires and rain and that sort of thing. In Colorado, where we come from, it's a beautiful place. And like this, only with mountains and snow. And at that place, sometimes it'll get really dry. We've been in a drought before, and we have fires, we have wildfires. So a few years ago, this next song that we're going to sing, I wrote when it felt like not only were there fires happening all over the Western United States, but the political scene was very dicey, kind of like it is now, right? And it felt like the whole world was on fire. And the United States was just about to invade Iraq. I was freaking out. I just couldn't believe that, we would do another war. And so as that was happening, we were actually in L.A. at the time, and we were staying with friends, and I heard some rain on the roof. And I started getting the words to this next song, which we would love to have you sing with us. It's called I Dreamed of Rain.
Spread of rain, and the rains came, and peace spread over the land. I dreamed of rain, and the rains came.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. God, it's so beautiful when you guys sing with us. That's so. Thank you so much for doing that. In fact, I understand that the choir has done that. You all have done that song? Oh, it's so cool. I wanted to say one more thing about the rain song. Which is, part of it is that when I was writing it, how many people are like songwriters? Oh, you guys are songwriters, Anyway, not to get too crazy about it, but as I was starting to write that, I heard the words, I dreamed of rain and the rains came, soft and easy, sweet and clear. I dreamed of rain and the rains came, and then like the left side of my brain bullied its way in and said, you know, we're gonna have to rhyme with that word. We're going to have to rhyme something with clear. How about fear? You know? And it's like the song angel just came into the room and said, do not go there. We don't need to go there. And I was like, but I have to rhyme. I said, no, you don't have to rhyme it. Just say what you really mean. Say, what do you really feel? I said, I just want peace to spread over the land. And they're like, say that. So since I wrote that song, it was very precious to me, and this is years ago, and I was embarrassed. I didn't want to sing it for JD because I thought it was really simple, and maybe he'd think it was kind of corny or something. So I kept it to myself, and then we were putting tunes together for a new album, and we looked down the list, and JD needed to sing lead on another song, and I was like, hey, babe, you know, you got to sing a song, and he was like, I don't have a song. I was like, well, I have something. And I brought out the rain song and sang it for him. And then once he started singing it with his voice in his key and his piano, it took on this whole other level of life. And it's gone on from there. There's a publisher up in Vancouver who is a choral publisher, and he's arranged this song for choirs, different kinds of choirs. There are over 300,000 choirs in North America alone. I mean, I'm not saying that all of them sing I Dreamed of Rain. But it's gone into that world, and there are people now all over the world that sing that song. England, Finland, South Africa, Shanghai. You can Google it. And there's a choir, like a high school choir in Shanghai. And this cute guy, like this high school guy, comes out and sings JD's part. So cute. Did you see that? Oh. And the little South African girls, the black girls and the white girls all together, it was so amazing. But what I want to say about that is that, you know, if I had not gotten over myself and brought that song out, none of this would have happened. So the point is, I have a sense that you guys are all sitting out there so talented, so beautiful, so brilliant, so connected on the inside. And I'm guessing that there are probably things that you might bring into the world that maybe you have not yet, but that we want them. So if there's something that you really feel that you need to do or want to do, do that. If there's something that you have to say, say that. Reminds me of a song.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Daryl.
Yeah.
For bringing us here.
Yes, indeed. Please give them a hand, you guys. That was amazing. Thank you so much. Here we go.
Say that. Say that. Say that.
Sing that with us.
Say that,
uh-huh.
Say that, say that,
yeah. If you don't know how to say what you're feeling, but you feel like you got something to say, when the music all sounds familiar, but you never really learned how to play, if you feel like the next step is waiting, but you don't exactly know where to go, when you're not quite sure of the meaning, but
that you're certain, that you're willing to know. Take a chance and say that.
Why don't you stand up? Come on, say that.
I say that, I say that.
Let's keep this going, all right?
I say that, woo! Say that, come on. I say that, I say that.
Keep going, babe, keep going.
Huh. Say that, I say that.
Come on now, feel it.
Say that, I say that.
Coming to the end, huh?
Say that, I say that. I say that, say that.
Annie Sims, J.D. Martin, Jan Garrett, Carolyn.
You want more of this, right? Yeah, we'll have them back. It is just an honor. And all of the music that you've heard today is original. It's theirs. It's on those 7 CDs. I think I own them all now. So make sure their table is right outside by hospitality to welcome them to our community. They've appreciated us. Let's appreciate them. Thank you so much for all that you've brought. And we get to take them home with us and their music. So thank you, and I look forward to seeing you over at the table.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the Donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.